Testing. Is anyone else here?
Well, good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you to this evening's presentation. There's some familiar names here on the list that I see. Mary Ellen, hi. Nice to see you here. And some others. I see Chris from Sendero. As you know, we're here to talk about Sendero's upcoming release of the GPS for the Braille Note. Lots of material to cover, some exciting new features. I'd like to mention a few people. I see Mike Tindell here, along with myself from Humanware. I'm Matthew Genesoskis, for those of you who don't know me. We also have Dave Wilkinson here from Humanware. Dominic, who everyone knows Dominic. And Charles LaPierre will be giving the presentation this evening. I'll hand it over to Charles in just a second to get started. For those of you who are not familiar with the Talking Communities technology that we're using this evening, you are able to interact with voice if you have a microphone for your system. At such time as Charles is opening the session to questions, you're welcome to do so via voice if you have the microphone set up. To do so, we ask that you just press the control key on your keyboard. You'll hear a small tone. And just say your name, and Charles can then take note and can call on you for your questions in order. It's a little easier than just keying up and going into your question, especially if we're not maybe able to hear your microphone or something like that. And for those of you that don't have a microphone, that's okay too. The software allows you to send us a text question. And someone can correct me if I get this wrong, but I believe that you press F8 to, if you're using a screen reader, and it will place you in the box to simply type your question and press enter. And Charles or myself will see that in the text area, and we'll still be able to respond to you. And then finally, there's also some content you can review on your screen to follow along with Charles. And again, for screen reader users, if you press F6 on your keyboard, it will take you to the browser section where your screen reader will allow you to review some of the bullet points and features that Charles will be talking about. So with all that housekeeping out of the way, I would like to turn it over to this evening's presenter, Charles LaPierre, Chief Technical Officer for Sendero Group. Charles, it's all yours.
Hello. Thank you, Matthew. And welcome, everyone. I want to make sure that everyone can hear me before I start off. Don't want to be having a whole bunch of 5 minutes of dead air for you all, so let me stop and make sure that you can all hear me, and then we'll start right up.
You sound great.
Perfect. All right. Okay. Well, hello, everyone. I'd like to thank Humanware for giving me the opportunity to speak with you all about the latest Sendero GPS offering for the Braille Note. And I'm really excited about the upcoming GPS version 6.2, which will be another free upgrade for Sendero customers who already own either 6.0 or 6.1, which was just released last month. I will be talking about all of the features and enhancements made in Sendero GPS version 6.0, but will also demonstrate the cool new features just released last month in 6.1, and the enhancements in the soon-to-be-released version 6.2. Let me start off by talking about the changes made in 6.0 through 6.2, and then I'll move on to actually showing you some of these on my Braille Note MPower. Since my MPower is a Braille keyboard, I will only give the BT keystrokes, and you can find the QWERTY equivalents in the manual. So, changes from 5.04 to 6.0. New quarter 2009 maps and points of interest for North America, Western Europe, parts of Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. New maps for the first time ever in Sendero GPS for South Africa and Mexico. We're really excited about that for all you people that want to go on holidays to Mexico. This is perfect opportunity for you, and now you'll have maps. We have new map bundles for all of Western Europe and, for the first time, in North America, thus reducing the cost to obtain multiple countries. So you now get both Canada and the U.S. as one bundle when you purchase Sendero GPS or purchase that bundle, purchase that map. We have a powerful new address lookup module that was completely rewritten from scratch. It has faster address lookups, speed improvements by at least 10 times, new zip and postal code searches, UTF-8 support, which allows for future maps in countries with non-Latin characters, support for alphanumeric addresses for our Wisconsin folks, and various places throughout the world that have alphanumeric addresses. We offer address ranges when an exact address match are not found. Logical ordering of cross streets when you obtain a list of cross streets for a given street. There's now exhaustive city and street searches for partial street names and city names, and better support for countries with street prefixes such as in France. For example, Rue de la Chapelle, searching now for Chapelle, will find the street you are searching for, whereas in previous versions you had to know that it was Rue de la in front of the street name Chapelle. One-step address lookups, where you can type in the complete address instead of by piecemeal. So when asked for the city, you could type in at that point all of the information, the address, the street name, and the city. Or you could type in the city, and then when asked for the address, you could type in the address and the street name. Or you can just press enter and just type in each individually. So we give you lots of opportunities, lots of flexibility in address lookup. Easier navigation when entering an address or backing up when you make a mistake. We will also pre-populate the city and zip codes, if doing the zip code searches or postal code searches, with your current GPS or virtual location to make those easier to enter in as well. Improved accuracy placement of virtual positions for an address lookup. So now we place you at the exact location along the street that maps the address chosen. So, for example, you search for 55 Main Street. We will now return 55 Main Street when you ask, where am I? Now, POI searches. To help identify points of interest, you will now hear the street name along with the POI name. So, for example, Wendy's Restaurant on E Street, 160 feet right. The side of the street has also been improved for points of interest. Pressing F or doing advanced searches for nearby POIs now creates a POI list rather than remaining in the main GPS program. This allows for easy hotkey navigation from POIs. So you can type in, once you find a number of POIs, you can just type in the first letter and it'll jump quickly to that POIs that start with that letter that were found. Also, the information returned in the list is dynamic, which will include or exclude information appropriately, such as the category or subcategory or the city if it's not the current city you are in. .4 is a quick and easy way to find the nearest POIs, but will keep you in the main GPS program just like in previous versions. Advanced POI searches no longer contains ending distance, and this was done because it was causing too many issues where the system would seem to lock up if you tried to search far away and depending on the POI category chosen. Let's see. All lists now have a more screen reader feel to them, which tells you where you are in the list. Example, Jones Street, 3 of 10. These list indexes can be turned on or off. Location description, space with C, now contains a lot more information, such as if the street you are on is pedestrian only, if it's split, has a median in between, if it's one way, if it's a bridge, tunnel, etc. Latitudes and longitudes are now in a list, and can be changed between degrees, minutes, and seconds, and decimal degrees, which can help when asked for a location in a certain format on other systems or on the internet. Route information has also been put into a list for easier understanding. There is a new ability not to automatically close the route when you reach your destination, and this feature can be turned on or off. There was a number of complaints that we closed the route automatically, and some of you wanted us to keep the route open, so we listened and we added this ability to turn this on or off. Improved Braille handling throughout the program. Improved spoken prompts to make things easier to understand. We also added a new sailor mode, a new heading mode called sailor mode. In sailor mode, directional information is expressed in terms of right, left, relative degrees, and absolute compass directions. For example, the Golden Gate Bridge is 1.3 miles south, 90 degrees left. This is a great tool, not only for sailors, but also when hiking as well as others. There's a number of possibilities where this could be a great benefit. Now, on to the changes between 6.0 and 6.1 released last month. POI media content is back and better than before. You can now record voice tags for points of interest, attach the sound of Big Ben chiming at noon to that POI, or attach a recording of your waiter reading the menu of your at your favorite restaurant. Save your bus schedule and attach it to that bus stop POI. The possibilities are endless. Current media files supported are Keysoft text documents, KWT or KWB, and audio files, both WAV and MP3. A sound cue will occur when you come across a POI with media content, and a Braille message will also appear for text attachments to POIs for our deafblind customers. When playing back the associated media, either keyword or the media player will be launched accordingly. A new Sendero GPS audio logo plays when starting GPS, a little fun thing to add, and a number of small fixes that were been made under the hood for this 6.1 release. And changes from 6.1 to 6.2, which will soon be released. This is currently in beta testing, and we're really excited about this. And the big thing that you'll hear first here is route calculations have been dramatically improved. So when route mode is set to turns only, there is no longer individual waypoints within a turns only route. You can still hear individual waypoints by switching to detailed route mode and recreating the route. But you'll see anywhere from 5 to 8 times the speed improvement in route calculations when in turns only. So, for example, a route that used to take, let's say, 40 swishes for a 100 or a 200-mile route.
Yes. Is there anything that can be done about that or that will be done about that?
Increase. And actually, the longer the routes, the more the speed improvement. So a real gem for and even small routes, you'll definitely notice a speed increase for any routes, both pedestrian and vehicle routes created with turns only. And route loading and saving speeds have also been improved as a result. We also improved distances to turns, total route distance, etc., all of which are all a lot more accurate and are now based on actual distances derived from the map. The estimated time of arrival and percentage of route completed are now based on the route speeds designated in the map data. Although this is an estimated time, it should be consistently in the ballpark than was previously. Okay, now before I demonstrate some of the key improvements, I'll stop here to answer any questions you may have to this point. And I do see a text question from Pam. Will this version allow one to record routes like the Trekker Breeze, and will it have the retrace step feature? We have the ability to record what we call replays, which records everything from your GPS receiver to compact flash or SD card, whatever you want. And that is basically like a breadcrumb live recording of everywhere you've traveled. Then you have the ability to, say, create a route from that replay, and it will drop turns where you turned. And if there's actually streets nearby that you were traveling along, it'll actually grab those streets. And when you play back the route and follow the route, it will say, turn left onto Jones Street. And that was created from a replay, then created like a pedestrian or a vehicle route. So this is great for, you know, going to campuses, colleges, universities, et cetera, that don't have like a street, like the map for your campus. You can actually travel from one building to another and then create a route from that replay and play it back. So yeah, we have had that ability for a number of versions now. And retrace your steps. Again, you could create a route from that replay and then retrace them that way. Future improvements might be to backtrack the way that you came. We're looking into that. The workaround right now would be to create a route from your replay and then reverse the route to go backwards to the beginning of your route. So I'll stop and let the mic go and answer any other questions that you may have.
Kevin Chow.
Hello, Kevin. What's your question?
I don't have a question. I just want to add to the GPS replay and the ability to retrace it. Another cool feature in Sendero GPS is that it's possible to add additional comments or what's called annotations into the GPS replay file that will show up in the route when you're following back, which is a really cool thing. I just wanted to add that. And really, really good presentation. I'm really excited about 6.2 coming out and look forward to the rest of the presentation.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, good point about the annotations. I forgot to mention that. While you're recording your replay, so you're walking around and you have GPS coverage and you're recording your replay, you can press a key combination to record an annotation. You can type it in. And then when you play back that replay, not even create a route from it, but just playing it back to see where you went, those annotations will pop up exactly when you recorded them during your route that you traveled. So, and then if you create a route from it, those annotations will be in your route as well. So great feature for sure.
Don Queen.
Hello, Don. What's your question or comment?
On the media tags or the text tags, I was wanting to put the BART schedule at the BAT station, but it comes in graph form. Can the Braille note handle that, or it looked like a lot of material to handle?
Not quite sure. You would have to, you know, import it into Keyword and then save it as a KWT or KWB file. So I'm not really an expert in that area, but I'm sure that you can get some type of text document of train and bus schedules to place into POIs. And Sendero is working on a project right now to start getting the Google Transit data feeds into our point of interest database. So heard that was the audio logo in the background playing on that project. All right, any other questions? If not, I will continue on with the actual demonstration portion of this presentation.
Yes, is there any way to import data, to do a mass import of whatever kind of the databases? You know, for example, say the city where I am, we could get the bus stop locations, and it would be a lot easier if we could just import that data, assuming it would be in the format that it was required for the Braille Note GPS. Is there anything that can be done about that, or that will be done about that, Go?
Good good question. Actually, the SDK, Sendero SDK, offers an import and export capability of points of interest. Excuse me, but currently that hasn't been exposed yet since a common format hasn't been established. Google Transit is actually doing a massive database and getting bus transits schedules from a number of different cities and starting in different countries as well. And that project is currently in beta testing, and we're part of that. So we will be starting to grab those feeds and import their databases into our system. So the best thing to do is talk to your transit agency and see if they're willing to export their data to the Google standard Google Transit feeds, and that would be the best way to go, because we will be getting that data, and you will be able to download a Google Transit feed in for the Braille Note.
But as you see it right now, there's no plan to have it user friendly, so that anyone anywhere can just download their specific POIs in mass form. And as cities are adding more and more items to their POIs, so you're not seeing in the near future anyways that will be a user option. Is that, would I be rereading that properly, Gil?
Sort of, I guess. The problem is with any massive database like this, everyone has their own ordering of how they put their data in, and the order has to be exact, and it has to be in the exact right coordinate system, and a lot of agencies won't put it into the exact format that you need. So for us to say, well, if it's in this format, we can read it, well, we won't get too many agencies that will do that specifically for us. Whereas if we say, well, if you subscribe to the Google standard format and put it in that format, then we'll be able to use your data. So that's sort of where Sendero is going on that.
If say, a city subscribes to that format, as you say, can the user then obtain the database, assuming that it is created in that format? Can the user get that database from their particular town and city and import it, or does it have to be sent to you folks to be incorporated in a POI release?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, what we're planning on doing is having a separate website or part of our Sendero website actually show you the different feeds that you can basically subscribe to, and then it will automatically on the fly download the latest Google feed, translate it into our database, and then give you the option to save the resulting POI database. That's sort of the holy grail that we're trying to get to. I'm not sure if that's going to happen in version 1, but if not, once a month, Sendero would go and grab all of the different data feeds and then update our database and have, so you can download the latest files from our website. So one of those two should fulfill that.
Version 1, sorry, what is version 1? Version 1 of what?
Of the Sendero using, supporting the Google Transit feeds.
Thanks much.
Okay. We have one more question.
This is Don. I don't know, or you can do this later. I was going to say that I really like the improvements with dealing with the POIs and the map locations, but on editing, can you change the category? Like, I made a lot of user PIs private. How can I change them to make them public so I can upload them?
Good question. You go into edit the POIs, so you press E, and then it'll prompt you for a root or user POIs. And then you can just go to the category field, and it'll automatically come up with user, and you just change it to what category that they should be in, like restaurant or transit and bus stop or what have you, and then they'll automatically become a user public POI, and then you can then send them to Sendero, and then we'll make them available for everyone else.
I'll give it a try. I tried it once, but maybe I didn't do it right.
No problem. Okay. Let's see. All right, here's my Braille Note and I have Eloquence as my synthesizer. I reduced the speed and increased the volume, so hopefully you'll be able to all hear this. And let me start up the current software. I'm going to press N from the main menu.
Main menu. Sincero GPS version 6.2 beta 2. Still 302 in power.
And as you heard, that was the audio logo in the background playing. And it was also a beta, since this is version 6.2 that we're currently testing. I'm going to turn off the replay right now.
On McQuarrie Street, GPS options menu. GPS receiver has been changed. Switching to virtual mode, exiting options menu.
Okay, so I'm going to do an address lookup.
Address lookup, city lookup, one of two.
And we have an option now for either city lookup or
zip / postal lookup, two of two.
And you'll notice it says two of two or one of two, so you know where you are in the list. So I'm going to go back to city lookup.
City lookup, one of two.
And press enter.
City lookup chosen, map, California.
It also knows that I was using California in virtual mode, so it's going to suggest that automatically.
California chosen. City, press enter for San Jose.
And I was in San Jose. So if I want an address here, I can just press enter on San Jose. Actually, I'm going to look for an address on the Sendero address in Davis, so I'm going to type in instead. And our office is at 429 F Street, so...
Number sign, 3, 2, 9, Street.
And F. Space, and I could press F and hit return. I'm actually going to press F space S for street.
S, 429 F Street chosen. Address action menu, explore position, E.
So I could set it as my explore position.
Destination, D, 2 of 6. Pedestrian route, D, 3 of 6. Vehicle route, V, 4 of 6. Create user point of interest, C, 5 of 6. Both explore position and destination, D, 6 of 6.
So I'm going to change it to set it as my explore position.
Position set to 429 F Street.
And I'm going to do an advanced POI search.
Category, all, 1 of 20.
I'm going to do all.
All chosen. Enter point of interest search string, or press enter for nearest points.
And I'm going to look for Sendero.
S-E-N-D-E-R-O. Sendero, creating point of interest list. Point found. Sendero group. Bonus, F Street, number sign 4, 19 feet north, 1 of 4.
So that was actually in the bonus category, so that was a commercial point of interest that we got automatically from TelAtlas. Let's try the next one.
Sendero Group, Ponderosa Building, Computer / Consumer Electronics, F Street, 216 feet northwest.
So that was another point of interest, and then there's one more.
Sendero Group East Street Parking Lot Entrance, Computer / Consumer Electronics, East Street, 268 feet, northwest, Pass Media, 3 of 4.
And you'll notice that it did the audio cue, and it also played that sound effect and said Has Media. So I'm actually going to bring up the Point of Interest Actions menu with backspace with P.
Point of Interest Action menu, Media Playback, Audio, App, 1 of 7.
And I'll just press enter on that.
Sendero Group, East Street parking lot entrance, about 100 feet
Edward
south
Jones,
of 5th Street,
/ service.
A little bit north of 4th Street. This is the back entrance, the west side of the building. There's 6 parking lot slots. One of them is a handicap spot. There are steps to the back west door of Sendero Group.
And there had you had Mike May talking about the entrances at the parking lot of Sendero. Okay, let's do another address lookup.
Address lookup. City lookup. 102. City lookup chosen. Mac, California. 203. California chosen. City. Press enter for Davis. Davis chosen. Address.
All right, so I'll type in.
A.
Nope.
A. Number sign. 1. 6. 5. 0.
And I'm just going to type in tree, which there's no streets that begin with tree, but you'll see what happens.
T-R-E-E, tree. No streets found matching that name. Try exhaustive search. 103.
So I'm going to press enter on that, and now we'll find some streets that have tree in them.
Try exhaustive search chosen. Streets found. Joshua Tree Street. 105.
Okay.
Olive Tree Lane. 205. Great Tree Place, 3 of 5.
So I'll go back to Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree Street. 1. Joshua Tree Street chosen. Virtual Explore position set to 1650 Joshua Tree Street. Near 1650 Joshua Tree Street.
And?
Plumbing Drain. Nope. Contractor Plumbing.
Okay, so you also are hearing points of interest that that pop up depending on where I am. I'm actually going to turn that off just to make things a little bit easier to understand.
Look around command list. Look around. Turned on. Point of interest search direction. Full commercial PO is. All categories turned on. Space with MP. Turning off commercial voice. Exiting look around menu.
Okay, now I'll show you a... zip code search.
113 North. Address lookup. City lookup. 102. Zip/postal lookup. Zip/postal lookup chosen. Map. California. 2 of California chosen. Zip/postal. Press enter for 95,616.
And that is actually the zip code in Davis, so it automatically defaults to that, which I'm going to select.
95,616 chosen. Address.
And I'll just type G.
G. G. Streets found. G Street. Davis. 1 of 22.
And that's what I want to go to show you, since I didn't type in an address, what happens.
G Street. Davis chosen. Address ranges found. 100 through 199 G Street. 200 through 299 G Street. Davis. 2 of 13. 300 through 300.
So you get the idea there.
Davis. 3 of 13. 3. Virtual Explore position set to 300 G Street.
Okay, so let me also show you how you can actually type in a complete address.
Daryl Group E Street parking lot entrance. Address lookup. Zip/postal lookup. City lookup chosen. Map, California.
So here, instead of just typing in Sacramento, I'm actually going to type in the complete address. So,
number sign 1, 5, 2, 6, 8.
Now, to specify between the street name and the city, we actually after you type in the city, the street name that you want, which is H, I'm going to press colon, space,
H, colon.
And now I'll type in the city name, Sacramento.
S-A-C-R-A-M-E-N-T-O, Sacramento, city found, Sacramento, 2 of 5.
Now you'll notice it says Sacramento 2 of 5, so there was a Sacramento before that, which didn't exactly match, so let's just see what that was.
Sacramento Canyon, 1 of 5.
So we'll go back to Sacramento.
Sacramento, 2 of 5.
Now I'll enter, that's the city I want.
Sacramento chosen. Streets found, HY, 1 of 523.
Wow, 523. So look how fast it found 500 and some streets. So I'm going to move down because that wasn't the street I want.
H Street, 2 of 523.
There. So that's what I want to find.
H Street chosen. 1526 H Street chosen. Address action menu. Explore position. E. What virtual explore position set to 1526 H Street?
Now, I'm not sure how many of you know this, but that is actually...
Point of interest, oh. 25, private.
That is actually the address for the governor's mansion in Sacramento, in California. So I'm just going to look for nearby points of interest.
Avalon Nightclub, entertainment, nightlife, 142 feet southwest.
That's where Arnold goes to party at night. And if I move down the list one more.
Governor's Mansion, Entertainment, Museum, 216 feet southeast.
And there's the Governor's Mansion. Okay. Now, before I virtually explore, I want to stop here and answer any questions that you may have at this point.
It's Mary Ellen Earls.
Hey, Mary Ellen. Go for it.
Just a reminder of something that I was just reminded of. Are you aware that the old address is still up on your website?
No, I wasn't. I thought we changed it everywhere. If you send me a link, you can. We will fix it.
Okay, sorry to throw that in there, but I knew I'd forget if I didn't say something.
That must be one of the buried pages that we have, but thanks for letting us know. Any questions on address lookup? We definitely spent a lot of time in this area to make it more streamlined, easier to use, faster, adding the zip and postal codes, hopefully made things a lot easier and a lot more accurate in finding addresses. So I think that was a weakness for us in the past, and I think we definitely stepped up our system to make things a lot better. All right. We have one more.
Well, it just seems like it's more like the sighted GPSs from what, you know, I've used this one, and my sister's used hers, and it just feels like it's a lot more like what she does.
And that's definitely what we're trying to go with here. We can't make it perfect. Like, Google has an incredible interface, and even Wayfinder Access has a great way of being able to type in information, and it bringing up points of interest and addresses that match your request. We just don't have the computing power to do all of that. So we really need to be focused in what we're asking you. And because if we started searching for all possible things that you meant, the system would just take way too long to come back with a response. So they, have big gigabytes of servers and hard drive space and CPU. To throw out at answering these database queries, and we just can't do that. Okay, well, I'm going to go on to virtually exploring now. All right, so let's set ourselves in San Francisco. Who doesn't want to go to San Francisco, right?
Address lookup, city lookup, city lookup chosen, map, map. California chosen. City, press enter. S, A, N, N, F, R, A, M, M, N, Fran, San Francisco chosen. Address.
And I'm going to go on Beach Street.
B, E, A, C, H, H, streets found. Beach Blanket, Babylon Boulevard. 1 Beach Street, 206.
All right, go to Beach Street. Although the last one sounded pretty interesting, too.
Beach Street chosen. Address ranges found. 1 through 99 Beach Street. 1 of 37.
Actually, I want to try the cross streets on Beach Street.
Cross streets.
So I just pressed C for cross streets. I could have went all the way down the list through all the different address ranges, or you can quickly go to, by typing in the first letter, and since it's cross streets, C, to get there. So I press C for cross streets, and now press enter on that.
Cross streets chosen. Cross streets found. Grand Avenue, 73.19 miles southwest, 1 of 15.
Now you'll notice that it did say 73 miles or something like that. That's actually the straight line distance from my last position, which was in the governor's mansion. So that's what that number is. And so I'm going to go down the street here, list of cross streets, to see what's around me.
Pier 39, 73.19, the Embarcadero, Stockton Street, Powell Street, 73.34 miles, southwest, 5 of 15.
So that's where I want to go to, but I want to show you how the streets are in order. So from Powell Street, we'll continue on.
Mason Street, 73.41 miles, southwest.
So we have Mason, Mason Street.
Taylor Street, Jones Street.
So now we're going to create the same route.
Route command list. Route
I'll go back to Powell, and you can quickly go press P.
Polk Street.
Polk. 70, P again.
73.19 miles, southwest, 2 of 15.
And I'll just press P again. So each time you press P, it'll cycle through all of the streets beginning with that.
Powell Street, 73.34. Powell Street, 73.34 miles, southwest chosen. Address action menu. Virtual explore position set to Beach Street and Powell Street.
So I'm going to go down Beach Street.
Now on Beach Street, heading west at Powell Street, left and right.
And
point of interest 24, private. 482 feet west, Mason Street, left and right. 476 feet west, Taylor Street, left and right.
And again, this is in the same order. The next, the cross streets were showing up previously. I'm going to show you now how we create an audio POI. So you can create an audio POI just like any other POI and add the audio after the fact, or you can do it in the same step. And to do it in the same step, you press space with dot 3.
Point of interest name.
And instead of naming it, the idea here is if you're going to create an audio POI, excuse me, with a voice tag, you probably don't want to be typing because you just want to speak what you want to say. So you just press enter on the street name, on the POI name, which will automatically name the POI, like number it for you.
Category. User private.
And we'll just keep it as user private, although you could say that this is a bus stop or, you know, select the category now. So in the case where you, the question before was you wanted to change it from user private to some other category, you can change it now, or you can always edit the POI label correct as well. So a lot of thought and testing is going into this 6.2 release, which I can't wait to get out to you guys.
I do have one real quick question. Will there ever be a time when we can turn individual sounds off?
Probably. You know, that's something that that's been asked for. If you want to permanently turn them off, you can, you know, just delete them from your sounds directory or rename them to something else, and then they won't play. But nothing programmatically yet that you can turn on or off each time. But that's definitely in our feature list.
Well, Charles, you may have answered all of their questions during the presentation, which speaks to the quality of the presentation. So, awesome job.
Thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate it. And, you know, thanks again for yourself and Matthew for hosting this with me. I appreciate that. And HumanWare for giving, you know, Sendero and myself the opportunity to speak with you all. You know, the Braille Note is definitely near and dear to our hearts, and you know, everything that we do, we test on the Braille Note before any other SDK holder even sees this. So you guys get pretty much everything before anyone else. So I'm really proud to be a part of this community, and you know, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and I can't wait to see what Sendero and HumanWare can do in the future.
Well, thank you, and thanks to everyone who tuned in this evening, and thanks to Charles. Thank you, Charles, for doing the presentation, and we hope to see you guys at future HumanWare webinars. Don't forget there are a number of announcement feeds that you can sign up for on the HumanWare.
I'm not interested in that one. I'm looking for a hamburger place or something. Oh.
American, Beach Street, 63 feet, behind, east, left side, has media, 2 of 28.
And you'll notice that it has media, so let's see what that's all about for Denny's.
Point of interest action menu, media playback, document,
it's a document file for this restaurant, so let's see what this is.
Long Checkbook Reader, top of document. American Dinner Classics, trademark sign. Dinner served from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Chicken strips four spicy, golden fried chicken strips served with a dipping sauce. Your choice of two sides and dinner bread.
So there you have it. You actually can attach the restaurant menu to your POIs. So, as I said, the audio and the media features of points of interest now have risen to a whole new level with this 6.1 and 6.2 release.
Exit. Resuming Sendero GPS. Virtual mode.
Okay, I'm going to continue on down to I get to Hyde Street and show you one other thing with the new detailed city information.
280 feet west, Hyde Street, left and right.
So Hyde Street is left and right here, so north of Beach Street and going south on Beach Street. I'm going to turn north onto Hyde Street and ask for its details.
Now on Hyde Street, heading north of Beach Street, left and right.
If I press space with C, I'll get all of the information about Hyde Street and where I'm currently at.
Location details. Hyde Street, local, one way, San Francisco, 1 of 17.
So you'll notice that it says that it's one way. So Hyde Street is one way here going north. But it's interesting at Beach Street, if I'll exit out of here.
Exiting location details.
Now I'll turn south onto Hyde Street.
Now on Hyde Street, heading south at Beach Street, left and right.
And now I'll press space with C.
Location details. Hyde Street, local, San Francisco, 1 of 17.
And you'll notice here that Hyde Street is not one way going south. So south you can go in both directions, but at north at Beach Street, Hyde Street is only one way. Future improvement, I see you, Don. I'll be there in a second. And in a future improvement might tell you which way the one way is in on Hyde Street, but that's something that we haven't done currently but hope to add in the future. So let me answer a question from Don. Go ahead, Don.
Sorry, I didn't put some control key. Hyde Street changes there at Beach Street, as do Taylor and some, and a lot of, and they do that all over San Francisco. One-way streets have a habit of doing that.
Yeah, don't you just love it? But at least now we give you the opportunity to find out that information so you know that it's one-way at this point. So, yeah, a nice improvement. And that information, you know, it'll tell you if it's a pedestrian-only road, or if it's has a median like split street, or you know, as you saw, one way. So, yeah, a nice improvement to the amount of data that we're now giving you guys. Well, we're going on 6 o'clock here. It's 10:02 or so. At this point, I can just answer questions. I could also show you replay in Australia if you'd like. How that works and following a route and a replay. Up to you guys what you want to do. So I'm totally flexible here, and I can answer any questions at this point or show you some other things that I haven't demonstrated yet. I could also show you, one of the new features in 6.2 is the speed optimization and routes. So I could create a fairly lengthy route and show you how fast that is compared to if we created the same route in detailed mode. All right, well, let me just quickly find a point of interest that's a little bit further away and create both a pedestrian route, a vehicle route that's in turns only versus now in detailed mode. So let's see.
Location, exiting location details. Category, restaurant. Restaurant chosen. Subcategory, all D-A-V, staff, created.
So it's looking for POIs that have DAV in the name. Hopefully we'll find something that's fairly close by here.
No place
found. No, of course not.
No other place within 1.86 miles. Press enter to continue searching. Exiting. Category. Restaurant.
Let's go with T.
Travel slash transportation chosen. Subcategory. All. All chosen. Enter point of interest search string, or press enter for nearest points.
And we'll just press enter.
Creating point of interest list. Point found. United. End of bus 30 SB. Chestnut and Fillmore, Columbus Avenue, 0.29 miles, slight left, southeast.
Well, that really won't show us what I wanted to show you. So if I find...
Exiting. Category. Travel. Travel slash transport. Airline access. 2 of 22. Airport. Airport. All. One. All chosen. Enter point of interest search string. T. U. 2. Created point of interest.
Eloquence. The stutter. All right, hopefully we can find something nearby here that's around 30 or 40 miles away.
Point
oh, here we go.
Chicago's travel agency, a street number sign 25, San Rafael, 12.80 miles behind, northwest.
Perfect. So we'll set that as our destination.
Destination set to Chicago's route command list.
Okay, and wait a minute. Let me find out what we have here in our...
Route announcement commands. RA. Route management commands. Route management commands list. Set current jeep. Edit route. Add current. Add current. Auto increment waypoint. Same route direct. Force sequential. Route mode. Turns only.
Okay.
RMN.
So we're in turns only. We're going to change that to detailed.
Exiting route management menu, route mode, route commands list.
And we're going to make a vehicle route. So this will be the slower of the two.
Creating vehicle route.
Okay. So we'll count the swishes here, and we'll see how long it takes to create a detailed route, which basically goes along the route and adds a waypoint at every intersection along the route between our current position and the final destination. So we're now at 8. So that was about 8 swishes. So now we're going to create the same route.
Route command list. Route announced. Route management. Route map. Same route direction. Auto increment waypoint. Add current GPS route mode, detailed, RMN.
So now we'll change it to turns only.
Exiting route management menu, route mode, turns only. 12.80 miles behind, route commands list.
Now we'll create the vehicle route.
Created vehicle route. Route created.
There you are.
Arrived near beginning of route waypoint 1.
One swish compared to 8 swishes. So right there you can see this is a huge speed optimization in route creation in 6.2. It's currently in beta testing right now. We have Kevin Chow that's been an amazing tester for us, both alpha and beta. We also have Chris Grabowski that's doing an amazing job finding testing this, as well as Mike and the entire Sendero staff, Gil Lutz. So hats off to all of my alpha and beta testers. They're doing a great job, and we hope to have this out in the next few weeks. So stay tuned for that. And I'm, here to answer any other questions that you may have.
Well, I just have to say that is great work. I really like the speed up of the route finding. That's going to be, I think, a tremendous help to a lot of people.
Yeah, thanks, Mary Ellen. That's been... a lot of work getting that to work correctly. It's one thing to do a huge speed optimization, but then it's another to make sure that it's backward compatible with old previously saved routes, how we handle that. There's a lot of things that had to be done to make sure that the ETAs and route distances are all correct as well. So a lot of thought and testing is going into this 6.2 release, which I can't wait to get out to you guys.
I do have one real quick question. Will there ever be a time when we can turn individual sounds off?
Probably. You know, that's something that that's been asked for. If you want to permanently turn them off, you can, you know, just delete them from your sounds directory or rename them to something else, and then they won't play. But nothing programmatically yet that you can turn on or off each time. But that's definitely in our feature list.
Well, Charles, you may have answered all of their questions during the presentation, which speaks to the quality of the presentation. So, awesome job.
Thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate it. And, you know, thanks again for yourself and Matthew for hosting this with me. I appreciate that. And HumanWare for giving, you know, Sendero and myself the opportunity to speak with you all. You know, the Braille Note is definitely near and dear to our hearts, and, you know, everything that we do, we test on the Braille Note before any other SDK holder even sees this. So you guys get pretty much everything before anyone else. So I'm really proud to be a part of this community, and, you know, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and I can't wait to see what Sendero and HumanWare can do in the future.
Well, thank you, and thanks to everyone who tuned in this evening, and thanks to Charles. Thank you, Charles, for doing the presentation, and we hope to see you guys at future HumanWare webinars. Don't forget, there are a number of announcement feeds that you can sign up for on the HumanWare website and on the Sendero website to keep up to date with product announcements. We have a HumanWare, the Braille Note Newswire, the Stream Newswire. Sendero also has Newswire equivalents on their website, so sign up for so that you can keep in touch with what's going on. Thanks a lot, everybody, and have a good night.
Thank you again, everyone, and you're welcome, Lee.